July was another solid month for U.S. pork exports. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more details.
Down just slightly from last year's number at almost 239,000 metric tons. Really the same theme that we've heard for a while. Broad-based results from a lot of different countries are contributing to it. The leader continues to be Mexico. You look at the rest of Latin America, Central America in particular, you know, 14,500 tons, 35% above a year ago. Central America continues to be amazing on pork. You've got regions like the Caribbean continue to perform up again this month.
U.S. pork got some good news with an increased quota into the European Union.
We've been saying all along that in these negotiations, pork is sort of the quiet potential winner here in terms of incremental access. And Europe is not generally thought of as a destination for pork exports, but there has been some history in the past with significant tonnages going there, and this might allow us to rekindle that demand, especially on items like ham meat.
Beef exports continue to be limited by China essentially shutting the U.S. out of the market.
We were down about 19% at just about 90,000 metric tons. The vast majority of that decrease is attributable, of course, to China, which we fully expected. China continues to be the major thorn in our side in terms of lack of access, with the vast majority of the beef plants and cold storage is not listed for China. This continues to be a very high profile priority for USTR and USDA, and we're pushing strongly in that area. But that being said, outside of China, demand continues to be pretty resilient. Korea had a very good month in the month of July. You know, we saw growth in excess of 10% there. While down slightly, Japan had a fairly good month as well.
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.